This is Dave Fleming. Welcome to day 5 of the Seekers Challenge. As we begin this morning, take a few deep breaths. Find your breath rhythm. Breathing in, breathing out. As you breathe in, you take in. As you breathe out, you cleanse. As you breathe in, you take in life. As you breathe out, you cleanse. In this moment, find where the tension may be in your body and let it go. If you're feeling particularly tense, place your mind in that space. If it's your neck or your legs or your shoulders, put your mind in that place and breathe. Be enveloped in calm and peace. Now, from this place, listen to these words from the Buddha. All that we are is a result of what we have thought. Gandhi, a man is but the product of his thoughts. What he thinks, he becomes. Emerson, we become what we think about all day long. As you hear these words, do you agree? Do you agree? I suppose there's part of me that thinks it might be an overreach to say that all we are is the result of our thought. Perhaps that doesn't take into account my biology, perhaps some of my generational genetics, my neurobiology. We've learned a lot about the things that affect us and push on us to influence who we become. And of course, there are very important elements beyond our thoughts that create the makeup of who we are. However, there is no doubt, there is no doubt that my thoughts, and I'm going to expand this beyond simply the mere surface thinking of the day to the position of my mind during the day. My thoughts are part of that, but there is a place in which I place myself during the day. And my thoughts are a big part of that. Sometimes those thoughts may be deflating. And I place myself, my mind, my emotions, my outlook in a deflating space or in an angered space. And it surely is true that the more I place myself, the more I put my mind, my emotions, my outlook, the more I place those in specific spaces like joy or compassion or well-being or anger, frustration, the more I place myself in those, the more I become those. They color the next space and the next space of my life. And so, we really do become, in an almost real-time way, that which we focus on over and over again. We're looking this week during the Seeker's Challenge at the first element on the Seeker's Path, lose your way. We've ventured out, we've left something behind in order to embrace the unknown. We don't know where the leaving will take us. There's an uncertainty, there's an ambiguity, and in that place we wander and we wonder about. And now we add to those elements a deep anticipation. A deep anticipation of what we will find as we venture out. And here is how we integrate the quotes from Buddha and Gandhi and Emerson. Because on the seeker's way, it is essential to place my thoughts, my mind, my emotions in the spirit, in the space of expectancy. In fact, this becomes the challenge question of the day. Do I have the spirit of expectancy? What is the spirit of expectancy? Well, it first is an inner state. It first is a place I must put my mind and my emotions. And that space is the space of leaning toward what could be, leaning toward the possible insights that I may discover as I wander and wonder about in the unknown. Here we again remind ourselves that the seeker's way is not simply about hopping from one idea to the next where we never land on transcendence and transformation, but rather that we put ourselves in places where we can grow beyond where we are today. And to do that, we must continue to venture out. We must never arrive, but that doesn't mean we will not discover insights that will enrich our transcendence and transformation of our spiritual lives. And we will take those with us until one day, perhaps, we decide, perhaps it's time to leave that. But the spirit of expectancy, the space of expectancy, is essential to the seeker because she knows that without expectancy, she won't find the next insight. She won't discover the next opportunity to experience the mystery of what is beyond her or the transformation that will change her. Putting yourself in a place of expectancy is putting yourself in a place where you are anticipating insights, where you are in the spirit of discovery. You're not forcing that. You're not trying to manipulate that down a certain road, but you are certainly taking in the world in a way that readies you for discovery and insight, that readies you for, yes, that's what I've been looking for. Not that I will rest here forever, but yes, this is another important insight or discovery on my path. Aha! And that is more likely to happen when we come from a place of expectancy. Today, monitor your mind, your emotions. And the challenge is to lean toward possible insights. They may not come. In fact, it's likely that they won't come on our timetable. What we have to bring is the expectancy that they will arrive, but not become overly attached to the timing of the arrival. As Rilke, the poet, once said, live your questions. Live in anticipation of what you may learn from your questions. But don't expect the questions to be answered on your time frame. Hold them locked up in your heart, and someday, he says, you may live into an answer. Oh, how beautiful. That is the spirit of expectation. This becomes a bridge to the second element of the spiritual path, of the seeker's way. Find your guides. This element of losing our way, anticipating, expecting, is what opens us to the next element, where we are anticipating our guide. Whomever that is, or whatever it is, we're leaning toward it. We're not trying to control it or manipulate it, but we are expecting it. What can you do to develop today and beyond the spirit, the space of expectancy?